Okay, we are now into hour number four, Overdrive, at PrisonPlanet.tv and the free audio internet streams only at InfoWars.com. This will, of course, be archived at PrisonPlanet.tv and then reposted up to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. While that channel still exists, YouTube is openly trying to shut it down as we speak and claim that criticizing Obama in any way is now considered racism, and tried to shut the channel down last month until we filed and challenged that. So we're more and more being forced to move completely to PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, in other news, we've got Paul Watson joining us in a few minutes with Webster Tarpley. I want to jam in a few of your calls. They are using this whole fracas over the debt limit, because if we don't raise the debt limit, it's catastrophe. If we do raise it, it's rack and ruin, as Ron Paul has said, because they're not going to put in the reforms that fix things. They're going to continue to give everything to the foreign banks, continue to strip Social Security and everything else. While they raise taxes, it all goes to the foreign banks. And so we'll go bankrupt completely that way. And then if they don't do the debt ceiling, then there'll be a huge default. The treasuries will be killed, and it's another disaster. So it's just absolutely horrible. But there's an article out of the Huffington Post, Super Congress debt ceiling negotiations aim to create new legislative body. And they go on to say it's not in the Constitution, but that the group will be given extraordinary powers by the president and by Speaker Boehner, McConnell, and, of course, Reid. The Super Congress, composed of members of the both chambers and parties, isn't mentioned anywhere in the Constitution, but will be granted extraordinary new powers under a plan put forth by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his counterpart, Majority Leader Harry Reid. Surprise, surprise, they want a power grab. And I got to say, Tarpley, we're going to come back after the break with Watson and yourself and recap this false flag in Europe and why it's important, and your evidence that, you know, of what Gladio was, and this is a continuation of that, because I want you to define it. I don't want to get in a fight with you, but I heard your show Saturday, or part of it, when I was in the car listening to local radio, and you know, I heard you saying, let's use the 14th Amendment. Well, that was an interpretation by Ulysses S. Grant during Reconstruction. And is the president saying that this isn't even against the states? This is the president with the Congress, and you're saying, well, if they won't raise the debt ceiling, well, they're calling for cuts. So regardless if you agree with those cuts or not, under the Constitution, it is the Congress's right to control the issuance of currency, credit, and monetary policy. And so I disagree with you that the president can engage in dictatorial activity.
Well, I think you have to realize that a default by the United States is a catastrophic event. It is a worldwide economic and financial cataclysm, and that part is not made up. It is real. We are in a real world economic depression with real dangers of the most serious kind. You can see that once, if the United States were to default on payment on these treasury bonds, this is simply the bedrock of the entire world financial system. Every place in the world depends on these, whether directly or
indirectly. No, I know.
But
they're maneuvering us towards that by design. They're just getting us deeper in debt before they do it. We're dead already.
Well, it's possible, but I think it's a stretch to analyze these conflicts. These are real conflicts about real economic survival. And I think it's wrong to say that the default is not a cataclysmic event. It will simply devalue all the existing central bank reserves of the world that are held in dollars, which still remains the overwhelming majority. That will cause a worldwide panic. It'll bring down all of these central banks. Now you could say, well, we don't like central banks anyway. The problem is, nobody's ready to with an alternative. I have an alternative, a 5-point program at the top of my website.
No. I know about your plan.
It's moving around those five points, and we don't have it. So therefore, we're left with total chaos. I would say, let's avoid the chaos. We need more time to organize.
Webster, I wish they were listening. We got to go to break. I wish they were listening to you, but the point is, they're not.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there's a lot of other news we haven't even gotten into today that's up on InfoWars.com. Bank finance drug gang plans to overthrow Mexican government next year. Well, that's been what the whole six-year staged war's been about, according to our sources like Celic Castile. So we're going to be going over that, obviously, a lot more tomorrow. But I've spent a lot of time on this shooter. We're going to go to a few of your calls coming up here in a few minutes. I spent a lot of time on this because I saw the branding. I saw the pre-hype, just like I saw it before 9/11. You'd have to be blind. They get you ready for this. They prep it. It's all done at a fifth grade level. And they are trying to foment a clash of Western and Eastern civilization, Islam and Christendom. Regardless of what you think about those two sides, this is what's going on. This is the stated PNAC and Israeli plan. And even the Jerusalem Post admits that there is a major connection here. This guy was a very pro-Zionist guy. And so some of our media is trying to claim Nazi and things like this and calling him a neo-Nazi. There's zero evidence of that. Also, there's not a lot of evidence that he was, quote, right-winger. You know, they're calling him a right-wing Zionist, but he was, you know, for gays and things like that. It just sounds like a cutout where they can put whatever label they want on anybody ahead of all these new wars and things they're trying to do. Who does this serve, Webster? And we're going to Paul Watson with you, joining us via video Skype. I mean, we know that the CIA was infiltrating their police a year ago. That's confirmed. We know there were drills. We know there was a second shooter with multiple witnesses saying dark hair, Nordic features, shooting people. The cops don't want to talk about that, though it's even on CNN. We've got this ledger that he obviously didn't write. We've got his Facebook being changed after he was arrested to say conservative and Christian. I mean, this really looks like a way to get the left behind the war on terror, the left behind the police state, because people aren't going along with the Muslim fear-mongering anymore, Webster.
Well, I think, again, we have to realize that his entire ideological profile is a complete fake. In other words, it's a crazy quilt of contradictory elements thrown together and probably changing, right? Changing from day to day according to the needs of demagogy, manipulation, and so forth. All of these things are designed to play on people's psychological weaknesses. Hatreds, resentments, envies, class fear, religious fear, sexual fear, God knows what else goes into this.
Get us fighting with each other so we don't fight with the establishment. What about the pro-Palestinian rally there the day before? What about the fact that in this manifesto, he, you know, loves what Israel's doing? But again, we don't even know if he really wrote this.
Well, again, I would assume that he didn't, right? That some of this is lifted from the Unabomber and some of this is some little gray bureaucrat there in NATO, in Brussels, and Mon, right? M-O-N-N.
No, I know, but why would the establishment then
finger Israel? Precisely, because this is an issue with Norway. Norway is traditionally a pro-Arab country in NATO. It's an exception to the rule. It was Norway, after all, that sponsored the Oslo peace talks, right, between Rabin of the Israelis and Arafat of the Palestinians. That was in 1994. That led to the signing of the Oslo Accords on the White House lawn with Clinton and Arafat and Rabin. Now, that caused, of course, a backlash in the reactionary Israeli circles leading to the killing of Rabin. But this is the traditional policy that they have. Now, as we're heading towards the United Nations General Assembly in September, there's going to be a resolution to actually create a Palestinian state through the UN General Assembly in the same way that Israel was created by the General Assembly, not by the Security Council, back in 1948. And the Norwegians have announced that they will vote for that, and they will also recognize that government when it exists. So this obviously opens up a conflict not just with the Israelis, but also with Hillary Clinton, the State Department, and the U.S. in general, but also maybe with the NATO people and the Brussels Commission. However, I think the thing that's new, because this what we've seen so far is traditional, and although it's important, the thing that's new that is very concrete is that Norway had been providing 10% of the bombing effort over Libya with six planes, and now, as we move towards August 1st, those six planes will be pulled out. They're already down to four.
Now, you talked about this last night. It's a political message to the ruling class. We can kill you whenever we want with patsies that will then take the fall. Webster, I want to bring
It's a message. Let me just say it. It's a message to the Netherlands, to Italy, to Canada, to Germany, to all sorts of people. Watch out. This clique in the CIA and NATO and MI6, we want to continue bombing Libya. Don't you dare sabotage our effort.
Absolutely. Now I want to go to Paul Watson and then to calls with you riding shotgun, Webster. But finishing up, at the end of the last hour, you got cut off by the break. You were saying that L.L. Emmonser, the Northwoods mastermind, gets basically, you know, kicked out by Kennedy. He goes after Kennedy's killed to be the head of NATO. And it's on record in what German and Italian investigations, their parliament has had their former intelligence chief and former president come out and admit it, that they set up these stay-behind armed networks of the Soviets were to ever overrun Europe, that there are already secret cells with weapons wage a Wolverine, Red Dawn, insurgency operation against the invasion. Now, what they then did was every time a political party got a little uppity, left wing, right wing, didn't matter, communist, whatever, got too uppity and the system didn't like them, they would just blow up a school bus, blow up a train, and blame it on their political enemies. That's been confirmed. So any final comments on the parallels here to Gladio?
Well, the Gladio, of course, you can look this up in Daniele Ganzer's book, NATO's Secret Armies. I mean, there are lots of sort of mainstream academic works that go into this, at least to some extent. What happened was that the people who were recruited as the staff, the guerrilla fighters that were organized around these large deposits of weapons, explosives, and other such tools, these were largely fascists. A lot of them were old Nazis, old fascists, and so forth. And they then, with NATO intelligence backing them up, began to carry out terrorism by about the middle of the 1960s, and then increasingly in the years after that. And this then became a kind of infrastructure of NATO-sponsored terrorism, and there's never been an accounting for this. So if you look at this guy, Breivik, with his crazy syncretic ideology, this could be somebody in that tradition.
Well, he fits it 100%. He got NATO infiltrating the police the year before and the media freaking out. And I mean, if you go back here, Webster, this fits in just absolutely, you know, precisely. Even Kurt Nemo, the week before last, wrote an article saying, you know, will NATO, I forget the exact headline. Let's pull it up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I think it was, will NATO play the Gladio card? That was the headline. Kurt Nemo even saw it coming.
Of course. And in effect, they did. Remember, the 22nd or 23rd of June, at the opening of those women's World Soccer Championship. Hello?
Yes,
I'm sorry. We just had a thunderclap here. At the Women's World Soccer Championship, there was a German attorney by the name of Geist, G-E-E-S-T.
And she was worried about a stage terror. That was the month before.
He talked about the possibility of nuclear terrorism. So it didn't happen in Germany. Then it happened just about exactly 1 month later in Oslo. So we were all on high alert for this, and now it comes along. And to say this is the unicorn or this is authentic, I think that's just absurd.
All right. Let's bring Paul Watson up with Webster briefly, and then with any new research points or data he has, let's bring Paul Watson up via video connection from the United Kingdom and then go to a few phone calls. Paul, I think where Webster's going with this report last November about NATO and CIA infiltrating the police department in Oslo and recruiting former police, the drills, I mean, clearly this is an Operation Gladio kickstart. They've reignited this. It's very clear. And you've got the whole Israeli connection into this, attacking this Palestinian youth camp, similar to the Zionists that went to the Dome of the Rock, a decade ago and shot, you know, close to 100 people. We've got to look in that area. But then at the same time, and there's Kurt's article from a week and a half ago, will NATO resurrect Operation Gladio to frame Gaddafi? Well, no, it's to frame the right wing. Paul, what's your view on all this from your research?
Well, it seems that at the bare minimum, Alex, they knew about this guy. They'd tracked him before. Norwegian MI5 had massacre suspect on list, and it turns out that back in March, he had been included in an intelligence database because he bought an amount of chemicals off a Polish individual on the internet. And so straight after that, they put him in the database as a potential terrorist. And then, of course, we had the report from Channel 4 News, which came out on Friday, where before the police even confronted him, they knew his name. They shouted his name out as soon as they got to the island, even though it took them 90 minutes to get there. And as soon as they shouted his name out, he dropped his weapons and came quietly. So all this stuff about the incompetence of the Norwegian police doesn't quite jive with the fact that they knew his identity beforehand. They had him in this database for the past 7 months. And some new research, which is just now coming to the fore, is the fact that in 2006, obviously according to his manifesto, you know, he's been planning this for years, and his financial records actually appear on the internet, as Norwegian citizens do for the past, well, the most recent year is 2009. And in 2006, he goes from basically having not even $100 in his bank account to 2007, where he's got 631,000 krona, which amounts to about $116,000, in his bank account. So, you know, how did he get that money? Who gave him that money? Where did he get it from? And from then on, he starts to spend the money. He starts to plan this operation. And we know that they had him in the database since at least March.
Well, he may just be a person who believes he's doing a good thing and is unstable, but a high-level functioning psychopath, I guess what you call a moral psychopath, if such a thing exists. The point is that then they handle him, they provocateur him like McVeigh to play a limited role, and then all their people are pulled out and protected following the classic paradigm that they perfected with these false flag patsy setups. And then now he's more than happy as an egomaniac to take all the credit and to say, don't worry, my other cells are about to attack, and indeed they are, because it's NATO running the Norwegian police with British intelligence clearly involved. He's in England getting his walking orders with a group of people that call themselves the Knights Templar. I know there's a group that does indeed meet and promote this. We even saw that in that Sky television show that demonized yours truly, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, of course. We know somebody else who started obsessing and talking about the Knights Templar and the Freemasons, and that was, of course, Mr. Shaler, the former MI5 agent who suddenly started dressing like a woman and calling himself Jesus. And then you also have this individual in Norway, Breivik, who was tied into the English Defence League. He went and visited them in 2002. And that the English Defence League basically is played off against militant Muslims in Britain routinely to foster this clash of civilizations, and it's a pathetic group made up of former drunk football hooligans completely infiltrated by MI5, just as the neo-Nazis are also infiltrated by MI5.
Not infiltrated, it's come out in Germany and England that the Nazi groups are founded and run by the government.
But I mean, this EDL is so pathetic that it's they splash it all over the newspapers every time they want to get us at each other's throats. So here's Breivik going to visit them in 2002. In 2007, he suddenly finds $116,000 in his account. He's later put on a terrorism database, and the police know his name before they even get to the island.
And now we're hearing that domestic groups all over the world, from England to the U.S. to the continent of Europe, have to be watched. If you're talking about globalism or open borders, you're bad now. I mean, this is perfect branding. And, Paul, did we not call it with the crescendo of white al-Qaeda leading up to this? I mean, what do you think about what Pechenik was saying earlier, that he thinks this is real?
Well, it could be real in the sense that this individual thought he was doing what he was doing for his own cause, which is outlined. But, I mean, that's exactly what Timothy McVeigh thought. But it turned out that he was a complete patsy, you know. There were more individuals involved in the plot. Then Nichols came out later and said, yeah, we were provocateur by the government. So we've got exactly the same indicators in this. And like you just said, this is Christian Science Monitor. Norway massacre likely to ramp up monitoring of right-wing groups. And it says, the sudden appearance of a murderous and crusading figure who sees himself as a martyr for Judeo-Christian European civilization is expected to ramp up surveillance by intelligence agencies of a far-right culture that has grown and flourished in the greenhouse of the internet.
Well, here's another one. It's all the internet allowed this, him to be radicalized, so we've got to censor the web, right as YouTube adds its report, this promotes terrorism link. Here it is. Killer personifies rise of the new right. Financial Times of London. Chris Matthews TV show, demonizing myself and Ron Paul. Rise of the new right. So the left, the Muslims, they're all terrorists. Speak of the devil, there's Chris Matthews race baiting right there behind me. You don't like government health care, you're a racist. I mean, you can really see that this is engineered. And continuing here. Webster Tarpley, this is scary. I don't know if you're aware of it, but we completely predicted Thursday that a staged terror attack to be blamed on the right was imminent. Again, why would the social engineers want to do this?
Well, again, I would just say this character, Breivik, this is from central casting. In other words, this is some kind of a Nordic hero for people who want to take this stuff seriously. It is artificial, fake, hoaxed up. From beginning to end, I don't see anything authentic in this person. You know, this could be an example of Clockwork Orange brainwashing. We just don't know what these capabilities are. The point of it is, at the level of the elites, it basically says, when the orders come down from the U.S. and the British, from NATO intelligence, you obey. Otherwise, you're going to have your office bombed, and you're going to have this camp. We have to figure that some of the children of high officials in the government were attending that camp. In other words, this could not be more political, focused on the policy.
It's a message. You do what we say or your kids are dead.
Absolutely. And we know your schedule. We know where your children are. So it's completely political. In other words, it's got everything to do, and not so, I don't think much at all to do with this internal stuff about the assimilation of Muslims and these issues. It's got to do with the foreign policy, a pro-Arab foreign policy in general, friendly to the Palestinians, but most immediately that the example of Norway is leading to the collapse of the NATO attack coalition on Libya, and that would be a debacle. You can see...
But it has the double goody, though, because the systems that run this country and Europe also do want to go after nationalists.
Yes, and that's a built-in thing. And when, for example, we find that this Patsy, the psychotic Patsy, writes about, should I use weapons of mass destruction? References like that can be used then by lobbyists.
And he dresses up in WMD outfits to help further the fear. All of it 100% scripted for maximum effect. And he admits, I'm not acting alone. I'm part of a knighthood. They just got this easily controlled person in there who thinks he's doing a great job. I'm sure, well, like McVeigh, they told him, this is U.S. Army. We're going to do this to, you know, fight the corruption in government. Go carry out the attack. And then later he found out he was set up. They said, we'll kill your family if you don't go along with this. That's come out even in government documents. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how. And I'm going to have him back up, maybe the two of you together. I mean, you know, Pachinik comes out and says the bin Laden thing's fake. Clearly it is. 9/11's fake. You know, he does a lot of things like that. And then Pachinik, I need to get him back on because he never wants to talk about it. The London Telegraph and reportedly the event with the Red Brigades grabbing the Italian president. And Pachinik says he put out the report, according to the Telegraph, that they'd already killed him. So then they did kill him. I mean, I've got to get his views on this.
Let me just add one other thing. Based on what I've heard from his appearances on your program, he seems to be saying civilians are bad, military is good. And in the world of the military, General Petraeus is really, really good. Petraeus, obviously, a favorite presidential candidate of the neocons, in the wings, right, a stealth candidate, uniting the Pentagon now and the CIA. That would be Bonapartism with a vengeance. In other words, a man on horseback, not mucking around in the primaries and not caring about the Iowa straw poll, but riding in on a horse in an atmosphere of breakdown and chaos as we now seem to have it. I think that is probably the most dangerous alternative for the United States. I don't want to hear people talking about Petraeus for president or Petraeus is the man we can trust.
I don't want to get into a Pachinik bashing festival. What we'll do is, how about I invite him to come on and give his political views, and in the second half, come in and have you ask questions if he'll do it.
Well, I guess if you want to try it, sure, why not?
I think it'd be a nice debate. Yeah, but why would you have a neocon come out? I don't think he's a neocon, far from it, and talk about 9/11 being an inside job 9.5 years ago. It's not like, you know, he just did this.
No, I'm simply saying that Petraeus, people haven't maybe noticed it, but Petraeus is the gathering point of most neocons, although some of them are looking elsewhere.
Let me do this, Webster. I promise, but I got to go on RT at 3, so we got to get out of here soon so we can set up the video Skype. I promise to go to callers, so we're just going to do part of the next segment and finish with these callers. Watson, we got a minute before we go to break. We're going to come back and take 4 or 5 calls with Tarpley and you here. Just very quick questions or comments, but any other little caveats or tidbits as we go out to break?
Well, it's the fact that he went and targeted main, predominantly young, white Norwegians, I don't think that's something that can explain with these convoluted mental gymnastics. Why didn't he just go and blow up a mosque? There's one in the center of Oslo. If he's an anti-Muslim extremist, why kill young, white people? Just doesn't make sense to me.
If I may also add, he's a composite figure, as I understand. He's bribing, but he's got a blog apparently under the name Fjord Man. Some people think that's him, and he's known as Andrew Berwick when he puts his screed up on the internet. So, a composite figure.
Well, he fits every one of the MOs. It's my gut tells me it's never wrong. This is as phony as a $3 bill. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dropped the ball today. I was supposed to call Jesse Ventura this morning because he was ready to talk about his federal court case from Friday to get him set up for the show today or tomorrow, and I didn't call him. So as soon as the show ends here in a moment, even before I do RT, I'm telling my crew to remind me to call Ventura. But he's about to leave town again, so I don't know if he'll be on tomorrow now because I didn't call him. Also, we're going to get Jim Mars on this week to talk about this whole Knights Templar connection. It's still operating in England. We're also going to get Alan Watt, a lot of other folks on to break down, because this terror attack is like Oklahoma City, signifies a shift in the war on terror, a shift in geopolitical actions. They're going to still kill the Muslims, invade them, all that, but now the police state they've set up and sold the public that was just going to be for Muslims is going to be shifted on to the general public. So we've got Paul Watson there riding shotgun with us. Webster Griffin Tarpley, always a great asset. Incredible historical understanding and depth and breadth. He's no hat and all cattle, as we say here in Texas, where a lot of folks are all hat and no cattle. Again, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Thank you for joining us. Let's go to Renee in South Carolina. Questions or comments for Paul Watson, myself, or Webster Tarpley?
Yes, I wanted to just say what an honor and a privilege it is to speak with both of you. Thank you for taking my call. Webster kind of stole my thunder. I was wondering myself, you know, what makes people think that this guy even wrote this manifesto? That's what was on my mind.
Well, I mean, they made all the fake WMD documents. All the time the Associated Press says Al-Qaeda says they did this or did that, and they'll say at the bottom of the article, from a unconfirmed forum. Well, you can go on forums and read that I am an 18-trillion-year-old reptoid lizard from Pop-Tart who drinks blood. And actually, they're on to me. It's true. But, you know, the point is that, you know, how do you prove that? Webster, are you a reptoid?
We have some reports that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, is going to go after Breivik with a civil suit for plagiarism for violating his copyright on the Unabomber manifesto.
Webster, are you on to me that I'm a reptoid Vatican assassin?
The word is out.
No, it's like Alex Jones, CIA. There's the proof. No, but seriously, I mean, they can't even confirm this is his manifesto. So it's not that I'm defending Israel here, you know, that this guy, you know, isn't a Zionist. The point is, how do we know any of it's true?
You know, most of it is not true. In other words, most of it is invented out of whole cloth or as close to that as it's physically possible to get. And it will change. And what I'm waiting for is we always have these cases, right? Oswald, of course, was a devoted communist, except he was working for the CIA Operations Directorate and the U.S. Customs and God knows what. And when they sent him to the Soviets and then they tried to get him into Cuba, they wanted to sheep dip him to try to be able to pin what he would later do on the Soviets. And that's a process that took quite a while, right? That took some years to get that ready. Atta was, of course, a pious Muslim, but in fact, he would go to the discotheque. He would drink all kinds of gin.
Yeah, but that's
vodka,
not the. He had a hooker girlfriend.
So.
But that's not the. I mean, the proof is Atta was allowed into the U.S. under his visa that he was really working for the CIA. He was working at U.S. military bases.
Exactly.
Their houses were paid.
He was going home. He thought he was going to be an actor in a drill, and that he'd be back in the discotheque in the evening.
But he found out that wasn't the case. Renee, thank you so much for the comments. Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air with Watson and Tarpley.
Jay, thank you. GoNob.com here. I've been on this subject from when you were talking about the bioweapons, and I've been covering it up on my website. I have a post. It has two teenage boys from the island with a Boycott Israel banner holding it up. It's like a 6-foot long banner. And I want to read from my post. The Palestinians must have their own state. The occupation must end. The wall must be demolished. And it must happen now, said the foreign minister to cheers from the audience. The foreign minister, Jonas Gahr-Store. So that's what this is all really about. This is Zionism, and that Pashenik discredited himself. That was the biggest piece of CIA disinfo. Once CIA, always CIA, and if he was really anti-CIA, he would have had an accident by now. All right, that's all I have to say on that. And I like to say, overall, though, Alex, I agree with you on the knock-on effect, taking the rights away and everything, justifying it by this. But please know, this is all about Zionism, Jewish supremacy, Rothschild banking cartel. That's the nexus of this thing, in my opinion.
All right, Aaron, I appreciate your call. We've got to move on to the other callers.
Alex, let me just say, that is relevant up to a point, but the question is, why now? In other words, the pro-Palestinian, pro-Arab orientation of the Norwegian government goes back to 93-94. Now, we are approaching this vote, right? There is a certain, you know, point of inflection coming up. It seems to me, though, the big issue is the Libyan bombing coalition. Because this is
why would Israel, though, carry this out and then tattle on themselves in the manifesto?
Because I think it's NATO intelligence. In other words, I think that the Israeli concerns are subsumed into the policies of what NATO intelligence is doing. And I think we pretty well identified a network in the Norwegian police, which is basically set up by the U.S. And again, if it's 10% of the bombing and it's leading to the collapse of the coalition, this is an emergency.
No, you're right. So
it's not based on ideology. It's based on power and control.
Sure.
And I think the Libya is the immediate focus.
It is a coup threat. It is a coup demonstration. It's like Governor Tarkin blowing up Alderaan to scare the other space systems.
Let me add, the other thing is WikiLeaks, right? The ground had been prepared by WikiLeaks in the sense that WikiLeaks had put out a whole bunch of U.S. diplomatic cables saying the Norwegian government is incompetent. They're in way over their heads. They can't take terrorism seriously. They don't understand what's going on.
Well, no, that's Gates at the well now he's left
WikiLeaks. So we've got a a prefabricated, ready-made-to-order, off-the-shelf reason to say,
right.
You Norwegian government, you're incompetent, you must fall, because you allowed, in the WikiLeaks, there's even bomb-making equipment was lost by the Norwegian police under this government. So they have a perfect way to say, this government must fall, because they have created the conditions.
Yeah, they've infiltrated the police. They've got the network set up a year ago. They launched the attacks. I have to totally agree with you. Paul Watson, any comments on this?
Well, I mean, just study the behavior of this guy. According to eyewitnesses, he's walking around with this serene look on his face as he's massacring scores of young people. The people who worked with him, who knew him personally, said they thought he was brainwashed. And then you've got the fact that he lives on this farm, which is right next to the elite military special forces complex in Norway. His father was in Norwegian special forces. And then you have the eyewitness reports, which the media has largely ignored, of gunshots being heard from two different parts of the island. And, quote, a man with dark hair in civilian clothes, being seen firing another weapon. So classic Sirhan-style patsy with the brainwashing, with the serene look on his face, the calm demeanor. I mean, it all has a familiar echo to it.
Watson, good job. We need a report going over that, because people probably don't know that the L.A. detectives said at the time, Sirhan had his hand pinned to the table. None of the bullets hit Kennedy. Kennedy was shot from behind repeatedly. With the caliber, we even know now who pulled the trigger. Three CIA agents in the speech beforehand, photographed. This is all in the news. People forget. Sirhan is now confirmed. Yes, the woman in the dress had already been under mind control. She gave me a drink of the Halcyon chemicals, put him in the trance. I mean, this is ridiculous. And we now see the building of this guy up to this Superman, hoping that he will encourage real dislocated whites to now become violent instead of becoming political. I mean, this whole thing, clash of civilizations, then the government plays the part of the referee. What's your take on that, Watson?
Well, certainly. I mean, I've read numerous comments in support of his actions. There are Facebook fan pages that have already been set up in support of what he did. So undoubtedly, they're looking for copycats. And if they get them, then it's going to destroy the whole wave of European conservatism that's been peeling back this EU-SSR agenda, because the Conservatives have been very successful in recent years. I mean, the True Finn Party, and that, again...
This is a psychic warhead. I want you to finish your point. This is a psychic warhead, a poison dart fired in to nationalists who understand the global banking cartel. The left is not opposing the New World Order. They're not opposing the Anglo-American elite. They're not opposing the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. They're not talking about eugenics. They love it. It's only what you'll call populist right wing that is getting Hispanics, blacks, Arabs, everybody together. That this show, what we do, common sense populism, opposing the banksters is the end of the New World Order, is cyanide to them. And so they are going to infect our movements with racism and Illuminati garbage and bombs and killing, so they can hammer the daylights out of us with the security services that are behind the terrorism. There is no doubt about that. Paul, finish your Finn Party article.
Well, I mean, it's in CNN right now. Europe's resurgent far-right focuses on immigration, multiculturalism, and they're lumping it all on the True Finns. They're lumping it on Geert Wilders, the Dutch politician who's been very successful, his Party for Freedom recently. So, yeah, the Conservatives in Europe are having a lot of success, and now they're all on the back foot because of the actions of this individual,
yeah.
And the establishment,
Paul,
in Europe is going to push it.
Just like Oklahoma City, we'll continue to watch PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com for your updates and reports. We'll continue to interview Webster Griffin Tarpley here. Tarpley, thank you for joining us. We are out of time. We're going to rejoin retransmission now on the audio streams. We'll archive the last 3 hours and 45 minutes of video at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's uploaded every day. The higher quality podcast, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all for your support. Continue to help spread the word. We told you this was coming. The globalists are desperate. They had to do this. It is manufactured. There's no doubt. But we did show some other perspectives today. Great job, crew. Now, in a way, though, why would Israel, and we're certainly looking at that, we just went over the evidence, so that it's got, let me be clear, there's evidence pointing towards this being a false flag, provocateur event, and we've gone over that constellation of evidence. I, right now, cannot single out specifically what group would stand to gain other than just big government itself by invoking a clash between Islam and Christianity, which this guy's manifesto is calling for. That will undoubtedly trigger some real copycats to engage in their own attacks, so the government won't have to even manufacture them in some cases. This will also probably stimulate Muslims, or it's an attempt to stimulate Muslims in Europe, to strike back, to invoke that clash of civilizations that the neocons and the Council on Foreign Relations talk about. And then the social engineers, the globalists, can sit back and play the two groups off against each other while taking everyone's rights in the name of refereeing the clash of the crusade and the jihad that is going on. So clearly that's the overall motive. Restrict guns in Norway, restrict guns in other areas of Europe, England, the United States. The calls are being made. Track conservatives, rebrand mainline political nationalism as connected to terrorism. But specifically with Israel, staging an attack against Norway because they're pro-Palestinian, that would actually then, when it comes out, this guy was a big Israel supporter and very scared of Muslims, that in a way would actually discredit and demonize the pro-Israel people. So it's very sophisticated, but Tarpley says that doesn't matter, and I tend to agree with him. At an Operation Gladio level, it's a message to governments. I mean, the prime minister and the former prime minister almost got killed at the island. This is a major message to them. Hey, you better do what we're telling you or you're dead. But again, who would want to send that message? Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, sir. There's a lot of things I think from here domestically talking against that point. For Stoltenberg, the prime minister now, he has some Jewish ancestors. His name is Stoltenberg from a predominant Jewish family from Poland a long time ago. His sister, also a Stoltenberg, works for the People's Health, Folkehelse Institute, started by the Rockefeller Foundation.
He knows he's at Bilderberg. So you're saying the coalition parliament was about to be removed from power in the next election, polls showed. So you're saying it points towards, well, he is a Bilderberg group member, them staging this against themselves to discredit the rise of nationalists in Norway.
Yeah, I would guess. I mean, he works so closely with the Bill and Melinda Gates Fund, taking trips, pictures with them, subsidizing vaccines in Africa. It all seems so closely integrated.
So you disagree with Tarpley then that this was aimed as a threat towards the government?
Well, maybe the government in general, but not let's say the Norwegian establishment. So, I mean, also with Gro Harlem Brundtland, the former World Health Organization general secretary. I mean, she just left the island. It all, it seems too...
Exactly.
...too much of a setup.
Exactly. Well, there's no doubt that they're attacking and demonizing nationalists, conservatives, folks that don't want wide open borders, welfare states. I mean, that's definitely going on. They're definitely using it. It's got all the signs of a staged event. What do you make of his Facebook being altered and the Masonic stuff being removed and the gay stuff being removed and being added Christian conservative when even his friends are saying he wasn't really a Christian conservative? What do you make of the fact that there's not a bigger hubbub over the fact that his Facebook was altered to frame conservatives and Christians?
The first I heard of this was, I have so much respect for Mr. Paul Joseph Watson and his article. And the first time I saw it was in his article. I thought I had just removed it. But they're throwing labels there, just sending disinformation, just confusion about where he stands, where he comes from. So as you said, they're building a character. They're making this, you know, fictional demon. It seems like, obviously, he's distorted, but there's something more. And they're making what that is.
Well, it's just like 9/11. The fact that you had not one but two passports going out of their clothes, out of the fireballs, out of the building, down to the ground, and then found undamaged later in the day and given to the FBI. I mean, if you'll buy that, folks, you'll buy that one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eaters are real, or that, you know, Keebler elves are real. It is completely asinine. And evidence of the frame-up is evidence that it's an inside job. And the fact that his Facebook and a bunch of other stuff was doctored.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Terror because the government wouldn't. And then you're the counterterrorism forces in Spain, in England, the Russians, the Nazis. It's always the anti-terror forces that are the masters of staging false flags for political gain. So you've got a major attack on Norwegian sovereignty, and that is at the heart of this. Switzerland and Norway both have had now suspicious shootings at government buildings. They had a lot of one of their state governments killed a few years ago in Switzerland, right as a vote was coming up to restrict guns, but the Swiss voted it down. The Swiss and the Norwegians are under globalist attack. Now, I'm not saying the Norwegians are not New World Order central. They are, but they're one of those zones that isn't completely under its control, though their leadership is pro-New World Order. The globalists like to have their own select backwaters to operate out of. I've got Ron Paul news, economic news, police state news, human-animal hybrid news that's in BBC, AP, Australian news. Yes, they got part human, part animal clones. Folks, we're not in Kansas anymore. Every time I talk about this stuff, I get emails saying I'm lying. I read about human-animal clones in the BBC 15 years ago. There are giant laboratories everywhere doing whatever they want. The dehumanization is off the charts. You're eating GMO food designed to sterilize you. Now, I want to briefly get into financial news before we get into it more after Dr. Pechenik leaves us. Gold hits new high as debt talks stall. We've got the dollar plunging right now. And why? Because they have announced they're going ahead with QE3. That means further global currency devaluations. So oil, food, all commodities, pork bellies, corn, grain, gold, silver, it's all going to go up. People on fixed, I've got articles where they're ordering major police departments around the country and fire departments to give half their pensions to the government. Now, it's already started in Europe. The feds changed the laws 5 years ago to do this. How many times have you heard me say this? They're now saying, give us half your pension. That's at AP today. This is being announced all over the country. Give us half your pension or you'll get nothing. And then you're going to give them half, and then 5 years later they'll take the other half, and you'll end up being played like a sucker. It's like, give me half your cake or I'll throw it off the table. You give them half the cake. Give me the other half or I'll throw it off the table. And then when it gets down to the last crumb, they throw it off the table and laugh at you. How do you protect yourself? Gold and silver. Who's got the best deals? Ted Anderson. He has the best deals. He bought it when it was low a few months ago. He's almost out of the gold and silver he bought when it was lower, and it's going to go up. Ted Anderson, quickly, give folks today's gold and silver offer. I don't even need to get into the economy. I told them it's happening. They're coming after your pension funds. People are insane if they stay in these pension funds, in my opinion. I have zero in the stock market. I'm in cash, gold, and silver. That's it. Cash, gold, and silver, and a tiny bit of real estate so I can cash it in and keep running the operation if I need to. Ted Anderson, tell us about today's offer.
Well, right now, the best deal that I have is the American Dream video and Mark Dice's book. It's $80 plus $5 shipping and handling, $85 delivered. That's two silver dollars, the video and the book. People need to be getting involved, Alex. I mean, for goodness sakes, the way that Bloomberg is reporting it, no matter what happens, whether if they reach this debt limit and they increase it or they default on it, gold and silver is going to rise. It's a win-win either way. Right now, British sovereigns are currently at 444. Francs are at $354. Gold hit a high today of 1621 in the physical delivery market, 1624.30 in the futures market. Silver right now, $40.93. I mean, it is just smoking right now on the gold.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you noticed a couple of weeks ago it was $75 for two silver dollars, a free book, a free video, and free shipping. Then it was $80. Now it's $85. Because Ted was buying as the market was down, but then as it went up, we're now getting into gold and silver he bought as it started going up a few months ago. Soon these deals will be gone, but he's buying now, so we'll have a special for you when gold and silver go up even more. It'll be at today's prices. Get in a time machine. Go back, get silver, get gold. It's a whole list of radio specials. Get in the time machine, get the good deals today, and get the free books and videos. You can't beat that deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Or you can just let them destroy the stock market and take your pension funds. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.